Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, running sports, whatever across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri. I think I did not say that in the prior episode. But anyways, thank you again so much taking your time out of your weekend to listen to these NFL special preview episodes. Training camp has arrived for the NFL teams. And so forth. The very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again. Take your time out of your weekend to do so. Wrapping up the NFC, the weak division, is the NFC East. You get into that right now. I was thinking about this a little bit after the. Hold on a second. Here, let me see, NFC standings. Yeah, okay, so I was thinking about this a little bit. I ain't doing no predictions about the divisions. So saying that, all right, so let's go back a little bit real quick. NFC North, who I'm going to pick there? Well, let's just pick Chicago for against AG's wishes there. Yeah, you can only get stronger, right? I'm having a hard time seeing Minnesota getting back up there. Detroit, I think Detroit could leapfrog Minnesota. Green Bay, quite funny, the wild card in this could be, after all that's being said, I think it's going to be Green Bay. But winning the division, I think you got to go through Chicago to do it. I just think... I think that's going to be the way that's all going to shake out there. Let's see here. What else have I done already? NFC. I get to NFC South in a minute. Who is the other team? Who is the other division that I've yet to do yet? Well, I've done the NFC South already. That was the first thing. That was the first thing I did. Okay, here. Excuse me. Let me look here. I know I did something. NFC West. Yes. NFC. Woo! That's a toss-up. Wild card in this deal. Sure as hell ain't Arizona. Tell that right now. Yeah, you know what? For kicks and giggles, wild card San Francisco. Let's go with them because if they're healthy, well, they just lost Juwan Jennings. Oh boy. Wow. Wild card. Oh man, that. You know, let's go for San Francisco still. Winning division. All that said, man, those gonna be some battles again in 2026 between the Rams and the Seahawks. That's a damn, y'all put me on the spot here in the beginning of August as I'm sitting recording this podcast. August 1st, by the way, 2026. Oh boy, oh, man, oh man, the Rams seem to be out for blood. In Seattle, defending champions, still a defense. Boy, oh boy. Oh, man. But you know what? Man, I'm having a hard time with these. Chicago, NFC North. You know what? For being different, I'm going to be different here. Let's go Seattle back to back. Let's go say that. NFC South. Oh. Got pissed off Baker Mayfield. Atlanta, I'm worried about a quarterback position, and now I'm starting to hear about too many. Here we go, these injuries again. We ain't played no snaps yet. Saints, finished on the heater last year. Oh, boy. And then you have the Panthers. Can they build? That's the question. With Saints on the right, I think the wild card. Y'all going to hate me, Falcons fans, I know. But I'm going to pick the Saints wild card. Oh, man, the division until otherwise here. Oh, man. And I'm hopeful the Falcons have proven me wrong. They need to break this drought. I'm not picking them to win the division. I'm going to go with based on what Baker, unfortunately, yeah, I know. I don't like him, but he's rest in peace, Kyle Busch, but he used to be the Kyle Busch in the NFL. Baker Mayfield is. I got to go with the Bucks here to bounce back and to win that division. I cannot. I know the Panthers are loaded up, but this division gets made fun of for the records. I mean, yeah, last year they three teams finished 8-9. Every year it seems like this division gets hammered on for having sorry ass records, finishing under 500. Falcons finish out on a heater, right? And the Falcons have all that talent. And like I said, I know I'm bragging on my team a little bit for having sorry ass team, but 8-9. Yeah, that's not good. But NFC South, I don't know. These are really toss ups. Here, we're gonna finish the NFC with the sorry ass NFC East. Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, and Giants. Giants got a new coach in John Harbaugh. Commanders trying to bounce back from being top of the world, almost getting to the Super Bowl the previous year, and then last year, of course, finishing 5-12 and not seeing Jalen Daniels barely on the football field. Got that. Dallas Cowboys finished on the heater last year at 7-9. And then you have the Eagles and all their drama, winning the division. No, now you don't have no AJ Brown no more, and you lost some key. We snagged a piece from the Eagles defense. We mean the Falcons, but we snagged a piece. So there's that, and the Eagles kind of reloaded a little bit on their end. So yeah, it's gonna be really fascinating this division. Giants trying to take a step forward, if you will, here. Let me see here. We're going to do this again, right? Giants. Let me see what they get. We're not talking about a schedule yet, so get that off of there for a minute. Key additions that I type in here. Let's see what they have. Yeah, so obviously their head coach is one of them, right? John Harbaugh knows how to get to the playoffs, okay? Now, these, for the maybe the exception of Greg Newsom II, who signed a 1-year deal, Patrick Ricard, I know that name, 2-year deal. You know John Harbaugh going to run the football. Jordan Stout, punter. Paulson Abadeo, 3-year deal, $54 million. Javon Holland, this is the big one. For other than the coach, Javon Holland, 3-year deal. I believe coming from Miami, not mistaken there as well. And of course, on the draft, they drafted Arvell Reese, first round linebacker. There, Francis Modolo. I really butchered that name. Offensive lineman there as well. That's I ain't gone through everything, but we're just going to pick through some of the key adjustments for the Giants there. Of course, the big one is their head coach, John Harbaugh. We're going to step aside here for a minute here on the podcast there as well. We're going to continue to go through here. New York Giants trying to make a step forward. They're obviously Jackson Dart, the Moxie quarterback. And whoever getting their running back was last year. He played for Arizona State. We had to deal with him. And the league dealt with this combination of Jackson Dart. Oh, man, I'm forgetting the running back of the Giants. Oh, man. Hopefully they'll come back. Hopefully they'll come back during the break here in just a moment here on the EG3 Podcast. Now, why did I forget that name? Almost said my other podcast. The EG3 Podcast. Welcome back. Eddie Greer, the third podcast. I'm dealing with allergies more than normal. This morning, as we're sitting here recording another edition of this podcast, and we're coming at you this weekend, and Monday and Friday. I've already pre-recorded this upcoming Friday show because Eddie, Fast Eddie, 5K Eddie, EG3, in hopes to be running his big event, big event. I'm gonna record that tonight. So there's that. So the worst, probably the worst kept secret, or maybe it's not because I haven't really gave it paid much attention to it more often than not. So yeah, I'm feeling good about it. We'll see. But yeah, but in hopes of, okay, it'll carry, in hopes that at this time, next Saturday, that he's still running. Now, hopefully it's not this windy, but we'll find out soon enough, as we've been dealing with hot-ass temperatures here in Kansas City, Missouri. But, okay, so back to the NFC East. Cam Scataboo. Now, why did I forget that name? Jackson Dart, in that backfield, made a lot of headway last year. And, of course, unfortunately, Scataboo got hurt. So I don't know if he's going to be ready for the season or not. I'm not sure about that. But John Harbaugh has Scataboo, Jackson Dart running football. And then you bring in a pretty damn good fullback yourself, right? So we'll see what happens there. Washington, the Commanders. Alvedae Owe, 4-year deal. I butchered that name. I'm sorry. 4-year deal. Pass rusher. Leo Chenal. Hey, Chiefs fans. Know that name. So, Commanders, focus on the defensive end. Chenal, 3-year deal. Owe, 4-year deal. Rasul Douglas, 1-year deal. Try to tighten up that defense. So there's that. So, and of course, you got a defensive coach in Dan Quinn, which I still like, even though, yes, he's on coach of Commanders. So there's that. And the theme, yeah, defense, right? Kevion Chaisson, 1-year deal. Emek Robertson from the Lions, another 2-year deal. So, they're getting out of serious business. Commanders getting hounded last year on defensive end. Now, I don't have the numbers pulled up, but apparently this telling me something right there, that Commanders sucked ass on defense last year. And they want to tighten that up a little bit. So this is like a retool, a total reset to me on the defensive end. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, obviously, Rashad White, 1-year deal, running back, Onwukongwu, I think that's how you say it. Man, I'm having a tough time with these names on the podcast today. Tight end, 3-year deal, Van Jefferson. That was easy. 1-year deal for the wide receiver depth there as well. So, yeah, well, Commanders trying to tighten up their defense there. That is clearly with these moves. So to me, you covered all three levels of that defense. Owe, Chenal, Chaisson, Douglas in the back end, Robertson in the back end as well. So, yeah, man. So Dan Quinn to try to tighten up. And it'll be nice to have your franchise quarterback stay on the football field. That is Jalon Daniels, right? Hurt too much. And I think you need to tighten up that offensive line too. But that's another story there as well. But yeah, man. So Commanders really loaded up on the defensive end in hopes to get back to where they were. That much closer. They're one game away from the Super Bowl last year and then of course last year struggles and whatnot there as well. The EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer, NFC East. I'll have who's going to win this division. And spoiler alert, I'm going to go ahead and say this now. Even though the Commanders, they load up on defensive end, the Cowboys here, hold on a minute, and Rashawn Gary from the Packers joins this team. And remember, who also came over from the Packers? Somebody else came from the Packers last year and helped that defense. Who was that? Now I can't think of the guy's name, but it was a trade late last year. The pack also, the Cowboys also got someone of a pack. I can't think of his name now, but Rashawn Gary's over there now. Kobe Durant, 1 year deal. Come over to St. Louis. There it is. The Los Angeles Rams, not the St. Louis Rams. Sorry, St. Louis. Sorry, STL. There's that. Jalen Thompson and PJ Lockett. PJ Lock, excuse me. And again, remember, Dallas Cowboys also drafted Caleb Downs in the first round. So they're focused, though. Cowboys, Commanders, all try to tighten up that D-line, that defense. Jonathan Buller, D-tackle, Otto, Abania. Oh, this is saying these names don't help with irritating allergies. It doesn't help, but you got that going on there as well. And yeah, the Cowboys got lit up on defensive end. So I do know that from the times I watched them last year. And now you draft Caleb Downs on the back end, Makai Lawrence on the front end. We have here? D. Winters, you acquired him. Deshaun Barham was drafted in the third round from Michigan. So Dallas Cowboys trying to pull all stats to be up there. And maybe they make some noise in the NFC East. We'll see about that. You have the return of Dak Prescott, obviously. That is the obvious. Well, obvious is not CeeDee Lamb. Who is the other wide receiver? George Pickens. Yeah, him. Franchise tagging him. You got a running back already. So Dallas Cowboys trying to make some noise, more noise in 2026 on the Philadelphia Eagles, which you get into right now. So, man, y'all, Dallas Cowboys, y'all trying to make it even more difficult. Let me see here. There as well. But yeah, Dallas Cowboys made some good moves. The Commanders made some good moves. Everybody's trying to catch up to the Philadelphia Eagles. So track A.J. Brown for Jonathan Grenard, who was, again, a linebacker / hybrid DN over there. He signed a 4-year deal with Philadelphia. Reek Woolen. From Seattle, H. Espinosa, the end. So, this is a theme this episode today. Theme to this episode: defense everywhere. Hollywood Brown. Now you flip it to the offensive side for the Philadelphia Eagles this upcoming year. They Tavion Wicks from the Packers. Hey, Packers lost quite a bit actually. So. Green Bay, they lost quite a bit over there to these teams. I'm catching that theme as well. And you can blame my AG, my brother, being a Packers fan. I know a lot more of the Packers than some of y'all. De'Tavion Wicks, Damian Pierce was added to the Eagles. Johnny Munt, 1-year deal. Tight end Hollywood Brown. So you swap Brown with another Brown, AJ Brown to the Patriots. Hollywood Brown, who was on the Chiefs, now over to the Philadelphia Eagles. Makai Lemon was drafted in the first round. If you're Jalen Hurts, you boosted that wide receiver room. Now, again, we'll talk playing wide receivers down the line later on this month on this podcast. But and with all his moves, until then, I got to see it to believe it. I got the Eagles winning the division. Now, Cowboys can make a run at it for sure with the moves they made. And even I throw in the Commanders in here as well. In the National Football League, you lose on any given Sunday, right? If you're not top of your game. So, until otherwise, the Eagles is going to win this division. Now, you don't have that drama anymore between Brown. Brown, you kicked him out. You kicked him out for what it is. And now you haven't all these additions in the NFC East are really good. Even the Giants. Right? But until I see on the football field otherwise, you got Eagles team to beat. That's just for me. Playing now, I know I mix it up. Did I say it was Seattle? Did I pick Seattle in the NFC West? No, I can't remember. No, I think I did, because I know that the Rams had all those things themselves as well, with the Miles Garrett's, McDuffie of the world there. So yeah, man, Jaylen Brown's the McDuffie of the world over there. Talent resigning Matthew Stafford and whatnot, but yeah, until I see it, yeah, to believe it, I gotta go with the Eagles in the NFC East. There now, another team could come out of there. Okay, the Cowboys could make a return to the playoffs, even though we don't want to see it. But I mean, I don't want to see it, but they could make a return. It could be another year for the Giants. I'm not sure. The Commanders could make a comeback up there. They made some solid moves. So this is a top. Honestly, every division is a toss-up. We got to see games on the field to really know what's going to happen there as well. So we'll see. Even the 8-9 NFC South, even that as well. Even though we got some injury news already coming out of there. So yeah, this is going to be really fascinating to see what's going to happen in the NFL this year coming up when we switch over there as well. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen this year. I'm excited about NFL and college in particularly there as well. So yeah, so let's go back through my EG3 division winners. Should I even go for the wild card? Maybe not. I'll tell you right now. I'll go ahead and pick Dallas as one of those. So you got the Eagles in the NFC East, Bears. Yes, I'm going to obvious. Bears in the NFC North. Unfortunately, the Bucks, because of what's going on in the NFC South, NFC West. I'm going with Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champions. Despite all the moves being made over the Rams in that one. So, yeah, one of the wild cards coming out of NFC East in the Cowboys. I really want to say the Falcons finally break that drought in the NFC South to get to the playoffs under Kevin Stefanski. We'll see. Yeah, the other one's got to come from the NFC West. It's too talented. Rams, since I picked the Seahawks, Rams are to get it in there. So there's that. So I believe, so, yeah, 17 playoff teams. And yeah, I'm going to be biased. Even though I put the Saints as a wild card, I'm going to go with the Falcons. If I snap that, Rams. You know, yeah, I'm even going to pick the Cowboys to fill one of those spots. So come back to me. Come back to me at the end of the season to see if we're right on that. I mean, any of these teams, honestly, get in. But, I mean, so we'll see what happens. But the Cowboys, Falcons, and Rams are my wild card teams. Yeah, I'm gonna roll with that. I know the Panthers are improved or even more improved, but it's time for the Falcons to make some noise. And they have the pieces, and now you have the coaching. Hopefully, but the biggest worry, obviously, as stated in all these episodes, is the quarterback position. Tua, back issues. Pig is coming off of an ACL, so man, you just don't know. You just don't know. It's just It comes down to who really wants to win football games, and we'll definitely have those questions answered by the time, Lord willing, this year is out. The EG3 podcast, get it, wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available twice a day. Oh, not twice a day. See, I record twice a day. Not twice a day. We're not twice a day. We're weekly. We're weekly podcasts. Sometimes twice a week. That's what I'm trying to get at there as well. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. We're pretty much everywhere on your podcasting platforms. Thanks to being a NASCAR podcast a handful of years. Now it's back to being a sports show. I recorded a NASCAR episode early in the week. But that's not going to come out till this upcoming Friday because Eddie's going to be hopefully being occupied with his big race, big race going on, which it will be finally be revealed on the next recording. So there's that. And it's a race that he's done before. That should tell you more than tell you enough. And we'll finally get down to business with that. And it's going to be a preview because A's not going to be talking that much on Friday. He's going to be locked in what he needs to do to try to be, hopefully, at this time, as he's recording on Saturday morning, just before 9, right, to be running, right? So we'll see what happens there as well. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to the football season across the board. So definitely. And running. We're beefing up the racing schedule, folks. So I'm definitely excited to get back to, well, just a little bit anyways, to racing. And we'll explain more on that as we get into the fall. So you want to be a part of the action this fall, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're a host, if you're a friend of the host of this podcast, then you better make sure you subscribe to this podcast and tell a friend about the EG3 podcast. That's going to wrap things up on the NFC side. Preview on the EG3 podcast. We made it across the finish line on another episode of this podcast. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the EG3 podcast. We out.